One of Australia's leading Indigenous writers has taken up the Commonwealth Writers' Prize for Southeast Asia and the Pacific. Kim Scott won the Miles Franklin Award more than a decade ago for his novel Benang. He says he's amused that he's won the Commonwealth Prize for his latest novel, That Dead Man Dance, which explores early contact and power struggles between white settlers and Aborigines. As Emily Burke reports.
Kim Scott's novel, That Dead Man Dance, is a work of fiction, but it draws and elaborates on a few fragments of history.
When Matthew Flinders, 1801, called in at what's now Albany, and had a couple of weeks there and friendly relationships with Noongar people, from all accounts. And as he left, he had his Marines perform a military drill, which 100 years later, Daisy Bates reports one of her Noongar informants performing a dance, which is clearly based upon that military drill. And so that really interested me, that idea of taking the cultural products of the other, so to speak, especially such an act of an aggression as a military drill, and turning it into something else, turning it into a dance, you know, through creativity and confidence.
And so it pleases and amuses Kim Scott that his account of the British colonial experience has been acknowledged in the Commonwealth Writers' Prize.
Some of the colonies, they speak of the dreadful thing of writing in the language of the coloniser and so on. But I like that idea that walking back, using the language of the Commonwealth, I'm quite happy about that.
Scott, who's based in Fremantle, says he wanted to write a positive story, one about possibility.
The possibility of our shared history being transformed, the possibility of building upon the long prior occupation of that part of the continent anyway, the southwest, prior to colonisation. Those sort of possibilities.
Do you think that's a departure from the dominant Indigenous narrative in Australian literature?
To some degree, it may well be a departure from more recent aspects of Indigenous narratives, in which for all sorts of reasons we've necessarily had to sing up a story of resistance. Yeah, in this one I'm trying to do something different, talk about what I see in my part of the world anyway, at times of earlier contact, the enormous confidence and generosity of Noongar people and their readiness when in positions of power to be inclusive and to engage in acts of reciprocity, that being a sort of fundamental value. So I don't think it's a departure from those really early stories, but it's perhaps a bit of a departure or a slight deviation or variation on more recent stories which have emphasised resistance and polemic. But there's some dangers in those sort of stories, I think, if that's the only ones we tell.
What's the danger?
They might just become only reactive, you know, reacting to oppression, reacting to colonisation, and not building upon our own much deeper heritage. And so it's not only reactive, but also, if you're not careful, can become a sort of a dead end that you're just buzzing around reacting to dominant society.
As for being the first Indigenous writer to have won the Southeast Asia and Pacific Division of the Commonwealth Writers' Prize, he's ambivalent.
Some of the ambivalence comes from some awareness I have of what powerful stories and storytellers exist in my home community, and in the early years of shared history, how skillful some of those people were at using English language and English cultural products, expressive cultural products. And so it's sort of really sad that it's only now that something like this is happening.
That Dead Man Dance will now go head-to-head with the best books from Africa, Canada and the Caribbean, South Asia and Europe for the overall Commonwealth Writers' Prize. It's worth $16,000 and it will be announced in May.
Emily Burke reporting.